Wildcats and Lady Cats cross-country runners will be warming up for the season this weekend. We get a cross-country preview from Wildcats and Lady Cats cross-country coach Andy Holt.
We've had several kids running for most of the summer. We really kind of got started last week where we had the majority of the kids actually show up and start working out and getting ready. We have a race coming up this weekend that we're going to go run the Jace Jog here in town, the local 5K, as kind of our just kind of get the year started meet. And then we'll really get cranked up on the following Saturday when we go to Tyler and compete against other teams and other schools. So, we're excited about the up-and-coming year. We got a lot of new faces, especially on the girls' side. Not so much the boys, but the girls' side, we got a lot of new faces. So it's going to be a fun, interesting year.
Tell us about some of the key people. I'll start with the guys.
Yeah. On the boys, we got the returners. We got Jacob Gatewood, who had a great year last year. I believe he finished about 23rd in the region. Just missed an opportunity to go to state by about 10 seconds. So, we got him coming back. Hopefully he'll have a great year. Tanner Ramirez, those are both seniors. Guys have been in the program for all 4 years and done a great job for us. Tanner will be playing on Friday night and then, waking up and going on Saturday morning like he has been all 4 years. Mm-hmm. He's a great competitor and a great leader for us. So we're excited about him. And then the next two guys, Will Fain, is going to be a junior. Will, had a pretty good track season, and I think he's going to be – I think he's geared up and ready to roll and have a good, really good season this year in cross country. And then Peyton Vickery is another guy who was a freshman last year who unfortunately broke his arm about 3 days before the district race right last year in cross country because he had a really good cross country season leading up to that and excited about what he's going to bring to the table this year and what he can do. So those are kind of our returners on that side. On the girls' side, Lauren Helm has been running well the last few weeks of summer. Summer Brooks as well has been running all summer. Those are two girls that have been coming most of the summer. Taylor Robinson will be a girl that's coming back. And really after that, it's going to be a lot of new faces. We got Peyton Pierce too. There's a couple others that I may have forgotten, but Peyton Pierce is another one that we have coming back. And then we've got some new faces, some freshmen, and then some sophomores and juniors that are going to have to step up for us.
Yeah, sounds like some varsity spots there to battle for some of the youngsters in.
No question. On the boys and girls side. Boys, we got basically four or five because Cesar Andino is also going to run for us. We got four or five guys coming back, so that leaves about two or three spots open for battle, which all of them are open for battle. I'd love to have a freshman step up and challenge Gatewood. But that's kind of the open spots. And the girls, we got a good three or four spots that are going to be open. We had so many seniors last year on the girls' side that they were a special group and did a great job leading. And we're looking for this next group to step up and lead.
KSST Sports.